理课堂听 class.com。
Overall, the shack was too miserable to serve as a storage place for old banana peels, let alone as a home for three young people. And I confess that if I had been told that it was my home, I probably would have lain on the bales of hay and thrown a temper tantrum. But the Baudelaires had learned long ago that temper tantrums, however fun they may be to throw, rarely solve whatever problem was causing them. So, after a long, miserable silence, the orphans tried to look at their situation in a more positive light. "This isn't such a nice room," Violet said finally. "But if I put my mind to it, I bet I can invent something that can keep these crabs away from us." "And I'm going to read up on this light-hand fungus," Klaus said. "Maybe the dormitory library has information on how to stop it from dripping." "Ivocer," Sonny said, which meant something like, "I bet I can use my four sharp teeth to scrape this paint away and make the walls a bit less ugly." Klaus gave his baby sister a little kiss on the top of her head. "At least we get to go to school," he pointed out. "I've missed being in a real classroom." "Me too," Violet agreed. "And at least we'll meet some people our own age. We've only had the company of adults for quite some time." "Wanik," Sonny said, which probably meant, "And learning secretarial skills is an exciting opportunity for me, although I should really be in nursery school instead." "That's true," Klaus said, "and who knows? Maybe the advanced computer really can keep Ken Olaf away, and that's the most important thing of all." "You're right," Violet said. "Any room that doesn't have Count Olaf in it is good enough for me." "Olo," Sonny said, which meant, "even if it's ugly, damp, and filled with crabs." The children sighed and then sat quietly for a few moments. The shack was quiet, except for the snapping of tiny crab claws, the plop of fungus, and the sighs of the Baudelaires as they looked at the ugly walls. Try as they might, the youngsters just couldn't make the shack into a molehill. No matter how much they thought of real classrooms, people their own age, or the exciting opportunity of secretarial skills, their new home seemed much, much worse than even the sorest of stubbed toes. "Well," Klaus said after a while, "it feels like it's about lunchtime. Remember, if we're late, they take away our cups and glasses, so we should probably get a move on." "Those rules are ridiculous," Violet said, ducking to avoid a plop. "Lunchtime isn't a specific time, so you can't be late for it. It's just a word that means around lunch." "I know," Klaus said. "And the part about Sunny being punished for going to the administrative building when she has to go there to be Nero's secretary is completely absurd." "Calc," Sunny said, putting her little hand on her brother's knee. She meant something like, "Don't worry about it. I'm a baby, so I hardly ever use silverware. It doesn't matter that it'll be taken away from me." Ridiculous rules or not, the orphans did not want to be punished, so the three of them walked gingerly, the word gingerly here means avoiding territorial crabs, across the shack and out onto the brown lawn. Gym class must have been over, because all the running children were gone, and this only made the Baudelaires walk even more quickly to the cafeteria.